ويريد له لقرآن. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يريد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام، ومن يريد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء، كذلك يجعل الله الرجس على الذين لا يؤمنون. The one whom Allah wills to guide, he, Allah, opens his heart cheerfully for the acceptance of Islam. And the one whom he, Allah, wills to leave astray, he, Allah, causes his chest to be critically congested, narrowed and constricted as if he is climbing up into the sky. Only recently we came to realize that there is a branch of medicine called space medicine. We have many distinguished medical doctors here, and I don't want to indulge into their areas of specialization, but I came to learn that if a person travels into outer space unprotected, unaided, he will suffocate. First of all the gases in the cavities of his body will start to expand and will create lots of pain and lots of pressure. His lungs will burst. His blood vessels will burst. Lots of choking effects will take place. Muhammad, peace be upon him, never traveled in outer space, aided or unaided, except on the journey of Al-Mi'raj, while he was really guarded by the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he never experienced it. What will happen to a person who travels unaided into outer space? This beautiful expression, Allah will cause his chest to be critically congested, narrowed and constricted, as if he is climbing up into the sky, because due to the loss of pressure, the loss of oxygen concentration, the reaction, physiological reaction of the body to these environments, the Quran describes this beautifully in one word, يجعل صدره, or one expression, يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء. Nobody would have forced Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say this, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills that people can realize that this is the word of the Creator.